International Overdose Awareness Day is August 31st, and locally, the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County is joined by fellow Lorain County Opioid Action Team partners to hold a vigil coming up at Lakeview Terrace at Lakeview Park. To talk about that is Jinx Masney from the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County. Jinx, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm so happy to talk to you this morning.
So let's talk about what do you have planned for this vigil? How are people going to be coming and remembering on that day?
It is scheduled for August 31st, and it is from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at Lakeview Terrace at Lakeview Park. It is a vigil for International Overdose Awareness Day, which is a global event held on August 31st each year. And our aim is to raise awareness of overdose and reduce the stigma of drug-related deaths. And, of course, acknowledge the grief felt by families and friends remembering those, you know, who have died or who have had a permanent injury as a result of a drug overdose. So we have some speakers. We have families that have lost their loved ones. Last year in Lorain County, we had 138 accidental overdoses. Important lives. Somebody's, you know, child, sister, mother, brother. So it's very tragic.
And I suppose even last year when people passed, the way people mourn and grieve is kind of different in the pandemic. There wasn't as much of the gathering as there was as well. So this also probably soothes that a little bit by bringing people and seeing that there are people out there. They're not alone.
For sure. It sure does. Here we say that we've been dealing, you know, with an epidemic within a pandemic. And of course, it created the perfect storm with the isolation, you know, relapse lives in isolation, you know, not being able to attend live meetings. There were some Zoom meetings and stuff out there, but it really created a situation for people to be isolated. And so we saw, you know, increases in drug use and then substantially, you know, overdoses. And the sad thing is, you know, overdoses are they're preventable. Carrying naloxone is a big way to prevent overdose. We really advocate for everyone to carry Narcan kits. They can be obtained free at the Lorain County Public Health Department. And Narcan is a medication that just simply reduces an overdose. It restores normal breathing. That's its one critical function. It doesn't do anything else but that.
We're talking today with Jinx Masney with the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County, again coming up on August 31st at Lakeview Terrace. A nice spot for that, for this memorial for International Overdose Awareness Day. You kind of look out over the lake. You kind of have that. It's sort of a little bit of a calming effect as well. And from 6 to 8, there's a little bit of a sunrise or a sunset that will be sort of taking place. But I understand you're going to do like a shoe display or a candlelight. Talk a little bit about that, sort of that impact.
Oh, I sure can. Yes, definitely. We have 138 pairs of shoes that we will have a shoe display indicating the those that have, you know, walked the road of addiction and lost. And then we will be donating those shoes, you know, to homeless shelters, domestic violence shelter, and the recovery houses. We also are going to have a candlelight vigil with the battery-operated candles, no fire in that area. And it's going to be quite beautiful. There will be provider tables from all the local prevention and recovery and peer supporters, and there will be a quick response team there to talk about how they respond to overdose survivors within a week of the overdose to try to help them engage them into recovery. There are families that are going to speak. We have the director, of course, of the MARS board. Our new director, Michael Dowd, is going to be doing the opening part of the ceremony. And And then Kim Eberle from Let's Get Real will be do the closing, and she's going to talk about the hope that we have.
And I guess that's really what it becomes a part of it. Sometimes when you have like an epidemic like this and you see all these numbers, and you specifically probably dealing with them, know them more on a daily basis, it seems sometimes that it becomes overwhelming. How do you kind of know that they're sort of putting up a good fight with what's going on?
It's been a challenge this last year. In 2018, we had 89 overdose deaths, and we were really thinking we were moving, you know, moving in the correct direction, and then of course with COVID, and all the situations that came with that, we jumped 138 overdoses, and actually, looking at our data right now, we are still trending in that direction and may exceed for 2021 that number. So we really need everyone to help. You know, stigma really is a rough thing, especially with this COVID situation going on. And, you know, if people could talk about it and bring attention to the fact that substance abuse and drug overdose is preventable and that it is a brain disease. And we watch our words, too. We don't say addict and those kind of words. They are people with substance use disorders. They're sick. It is a brain disease. And so they need our support.
What if you know someone who appears to be having a problem, an issue? What should that person's first step be? How should they approach that person? How should they intervene?
Usually, almost always, your first interaction with that person is really critical. It may set the pace for the rest of them. You don't want to go in judgmental or accusing or, you know, we try to use first-person language and we don't say you and attack them. You know, they really need support. And it's a very challenging situation. You know, when someone's in active addiction, they're very challenging. And those in recovery will be the first to tell you that they cannot believe the people that stuck with them and loved them through that, because it is hard. And there are lots of support things that are out there. You know, one of them I can say is our website, which is mharslc.org. And there's information and resources in that website that they can go to. Lorain County does have a terrible opioid situation. And because of that, over the years, we have really expanded in our recovery supports and prevention supports. We've really grown. We have methadone in Lorain County now, which we did not have more than 2 years ago. So, you know, we're really trying to build a foundation, you know, so that these people can use these resources. Yeah. They just, you know. And we also feel, too, that family and friends and loved ones, their support network is really, really vital. And so we offer trainings and things that go on. And Bruce, when you and I just talked a second ago, we talked about some of the trainings we offered. And one of them that it was an 8-hour training for families. It was called Encompass. It has to do kind of with 101 substance use disorder for families and who to contact, who to talk to, and how to approach people. We had a first response training that we do monthly. We just had one on preventing overdose. So we continue, you know, to keep trying to get the word out there. For Overdose Awareness Day, if people want to help support this, they can wear purple. You know, they can reach out to a family or someone that they know that is struggling with it or has struggled with, you know, substance use problems. And throughout the county, you're going to see signs and 138 purple flags posted in many locations, 50 different locations, actually, representing each flag represents one of the lives lost. So we've placed those. We have the governor has put out an order that on August 31st, flags would be flown at half staff in honor of those lost to overdose. You're going to see purples lit up in buildings lit up in purple. Purple is the color of International Overdose Awareness Day.
And again, that is August 31st. And then again, from 6 to 8, Lakeview Terrace is the place, Lakeview Park. They'll have the memorial, the candlelight vigil, the shoe display, which kind of puts those numbers in a reality that maybe people can't visualize. And also the folks there will be there. You can get help as well as just sort of maybe pause for a moment on that day. Jinx, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the word, and hopefully we got some good news out this morning related at least to the opioid addiction this morning. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Jinx Mastney joining us from MHARS, the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services. Again, it's MHARSLC.org for lots of information.